sense most forlorn. Outside the church ere mass began, one frosty Sunday morn, the congregation stood about, coat collars to the ears, and talked of stock and crops and drought as it had done for years. "It's looking crook," said Daniel Croak, "bedad, it's crook, me lad, for never since the banks went broke his season's been so bad." "It's dry, all right," said young O'Neill, with which astute remark, he squatted down upon his heel and chewed a piece of bark. And so around the chorus ran, "It's keeping dry, no doubt. We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out. The crops are done, ye'll have your work to save one bag of grain. From here way out to Backoburg, they're singing out for rain. They're singing out for rain," he said, "and all the tanks are dry." The congregation scratched its head and gazed around the sky. "There won't be grass in any case, enough to feed an ass. There's not a blade on Casey's place as I came down to mass. If rain don't come this month," said Dan, and cleared his throat to speak, "we'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if rain don't come this week." A heavy silence seemed to steal on all at this remark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed a piece of bark. "We want an inch of rain, we do," O'Neill observed at last, but Croak maintained, "we wanted to put the danger past. If we don't get 3 inches, man, or 4 to break this drought, we'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out." On iron roof and window pane, it drummed a homely tune. And through the night it pattered still and lightsome, gladsome elves on dripping spout and windowsill kept talking to themselves. It pelted, pelted all day long, a singing at its work, till every heart took up the song way out to Backoburg. And every creek a banker ran, and dams filled over top. "We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if this rain doesn't stop." And stop it did in God's good time, and spring came into fold, a mantle o'er the hills sublime of green and pink and gold. And days went by on dancing feet with harvest hopes immense, and laughing eyes beheld the wheat knit nodding o'er the fence, and all the smiles on every face as happy lad and lass through grass knee deep on Casey's place went riding down to mass. While round the church in close genteel discoursed the men of mark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed his piece of bark.